just started the Hakdama to the Yud Gimel Ikarim, and we're basically dealing with the Rambam, who is the reason why we have the Yud Gimel Ikarim, I suppose, in the first place, popularized. And maybe let's just summarize what drives the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Just right in the beginning, the Rambam says like this. I was going all the way back to the beginning just so that you guys know what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with something quite serious. Asher yamina adam eila yasodis kulam, a person has to have imunah, yamin, whatever that word means, in these foundations and all of them. V'nizboravoy menosav Hashem, to clarify within them, is imunah in Hashem. Who nichnas b'klal Yisrael? Somebody who does that is considered a member of Klal Yisrael. V'afilo also aveiros rabbis, even if he's doing lots of aveiros, aval yesh lo chelek lom haba, is a chelek in lom haba, because he is a member of Klal Yisrael. Because niskalka la adam yosod me'ele yosod, so if a person is a chops up in any one of these yosodas, hare yotzi min haklal, he steps out of being what's called part of Klal Yisrael. The taifa be'ikah, he is a heretic in one of the foundations of our imunah. V'nikra tzaduki v'apikairis, and he's called a tzaduki, whatever that means, and he's called an apikairis, whatever that means. The great is it, yes, etc., etc., and then he continues on that you have a chiyuv to hate the person, etc., which we'll be dealing with here. So these Yud Gimel Ikarim are kind of important, because if you trip up in Hilchos Kashrus, I'm not lightening or belittling Hilchos Kashrus, but if you trip up in Hilchos Kashrus, or if you trip up in Lo Yachpo, and you build your boar next to your neighbor's boar a little bit too close, so you're a Bala Beira, you're going to deal with that. But you're still part of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Avo B'Yachayt in Yisrael. If you trip up here, you're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. You can't be part of a minion. You can't get pulled up for an aliyah. You can't get buried in a Jewish cemetery. There's a lot of major serious issues going on here. You know, Pekiris and Stuki, these are not nice terms to be called. So, and by the way, I just want to tell you one thing which we mentioned also, is even B'Shoigeh. We passed an apikairis, the shaykh is an apikairis. You can't even find it, but I didn't know. That's how we passed it. We passed it like a chayim. An apikairis, the shaykh is an apikairis. So you can't even turn around and say, hey, but I didn't know. The person has to know that there's a kol baruch hu, that you have to relate to him and deal with him and understand what the foundations are of. So this is kind of important stuff, this. Okay, those of you who want to catch up, I believe they're on tape. They're available. The ones we did before?
Yeah.
Somebody's got copies. If someone wants to catch up, you can. Otherwise, as usual, we just keep going weiter. Okay. So now that you've seen this, how serious the Rambam is about the Yud Gimel Ikarim, we mentioned earlier the kasha that the Chasam Sofer had on this. Now, we call it very manal. Noshivli boinan, but timiyas the Chasam Sofer. Let's go back and recall the Chasam Sofer and the Shalis the Tshuvas in Yerudaya. Havnuel il bePesach Dov that we brought right in the beginning. Hinei, what was the Chasam Sofer timiyah? Hinei, Chasam Sofer Toma al Etzim Adover. The Chasam Sofer had a wonderment. He was shocked by the Etzim Dover, by the singular fact that the Rambam was Koveya Kiyishna Mikarim Adas Hayedrus, that the Rambam made these 13 principles the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Shekol Kait Vakait Mea Torah Hu Ikka. Every drop of ink in the Sefer Torah is Ikka. What do you mean? Some things are more important than others in the Torah? Everything in the Torah is an Ikka. Are you going to take out a Shabbos? The God's book said, keep Shabbos, keep Shatnas, tie your right shoe in front of your left shoe. Those are all Ikka. Anyone denies one letter in the Torah as if he denies the whole Torah. So what's the Rambam making these 13, these are Ikarim. Everything else is negotiable. But these 13 not. Ask the Chasam Sofer, what are you talking about? Vim came case and hoits the Rambam, you can go in the 12th Tarek Mitzvah, the Torah, the Kobe, and Ikra Yadut. That's the Chasam Sofer's kasha, which is a very powerful kasha. Und that the Mechaber says, the Lechayri Yesh Nitzmur, Lama Nitzkasha B'zeh HaChasam Sefer. What's the Chasam Sefer's Kasha? For any Zbaya Lanu Liil, we clarified above, Ki Eidu Adfari Meim Ikru B'Shirosh Yadud. We established, as we've been doing for the last few weeks, four Bainas Manim, that these are the fundamentals and the roots of all Yiddishkeit. If somebody has doubt, if somebody is not clear in these 13 principles, he's lacking clarity in the whole of his Yiddishkeit. Somebody who's not clear on the other mitzvahs, all the other 16, 630 mitzvahs come out from these roots and branches. Now, you know, if you lop off a branch of a tree, so the tree's lacking, but you still have a tree. If you burn the roots, that's the end of the tree's finished. Yeah? So that's what we established. These 13 are the roots of Yiddishkeit. Everything else are branches that grow out of those roots. So then, obviously, if these are lacking, any one of these roots are lacking, then your Yiddishkeit is not functional. If you're losing one of the branches, it's like a guy who chopped off his finger. So he's chosen. But you didn't chop off his head.
Okay, but so there is a difference between these Yud Gimel
Karmel. Oh, so that's why he asked. I don't understand the Chasam Sefer. What's the Chasam Sefer's kasha on the Rambam? How can you say these 13 are the Ikarim? Every mitzvah is the Ikar. He says, I don't understand the Chasam Sefer's kasha. In Achinam, the altar is Ikar. But in a tree, you have roots and you have branches and you have leaves. In fact, the Rambam itself is a way of learning the Rambam. Understand, the Rambam's built like that. There's roots, there's branches, there's leaves.
I don't understand Tavra's question.
You don't understand his kasha on the Chasam Sefer?
Yeah, because you're saying Shabbos is a finger, so I could live without Shabbos. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that even if you... Shabbos, leave Shabbos out, because Shabbos is a problem.
Because it's not one of the...
No, we'll deal with that. Yeah, but it is in a certain sense. Understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu around the world, in his Ein Sof, in his Yesh Ma'a, whatever, is included in Shabbos. And leave Shabbos out. Take another bit, kashrus. Take kashrus. You're right, Shabbos is a kashrus, but I have to deal with it separately. We don't have enough foundations for Shabbos. Kashrus. Kashrus is a broth and flows out of one of the roots. So you don't eat kashrus. You don't eat kosher. That's a major problem. Serious problem. But you're still a yid. You're still within the world of what's called Klal Yisrael. But if you deny that there's one God, or you're not Torah Mishinah, or you're not waiting for Mashiach, that's a root. That means you've just uprooted the whole tree. It means all the mitzvahs you may be doing are worthless. You're lacking in a fundamental of the basis of your whole Yiddishkeit.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're going against God by saying, hey, I don't have to eat kosher.
In Achinami, you're going against God. 100%.
And going against God.
And God
is
says
a
that Yisrael afopiyu chay to Yisrael. No. You see that you can be a Yisrael even while you're doing a virus.
Purposely.
Unless, it's amazing, unless you're doing it like it. Your mama's doing it to go to war against God, like right. Nimrod did. No one in this room is doing it. We're not talking about that. Let's say B'Shoigeg. Let's work in a world of Shoigeg.
He's
not being and he's not keeping Shabbos B'Shoigeg. He's not eating Kashrus B'Shoigeg. He's not being close B'Shoigeg. He's Yotzim in a cloud. He's not part of Klal Yisrael anymore. But he's eating treifas b'shoigeg. He's part of Klal Yisrael. He's Yisrael. I'll be choyk Yisrael. The chaylik in Olam Abad. There's Abi Kairos who doesn't. There's problems with Yudgim Likos. There's not chaylik in Olam Abad. You don't see the difference?
I
just want to get back on track here.
Fine, I think it's just
Chiddush. It's all Chiddush. This whole thing. The Rambam is a Chiddush. Chazam Sefer is a Chiddush. And Rambam is a Chiddush. Okay. That's what we have to understand. It's things that we didn't know before. That's what a Chiddush is. Huh? Chiddush is something I didn't know. Now I know it. So that's why it's a Chiddush. Because then I know it wouldn't be a Chiddush. Correct. That's why you came to yeshiva, man. Get the structure clear. The Rambam says these are the 13 Ikarim. Chazal don't understand. Who are you to come along and make one part of the story anymore? Point in the air. He says, no, I don't understand the Chazal Sefer. These are the Shiroshim and those are just branches. Okay. That's all we've said. Those are the words. I'm not claiming to understand that. Venera. The Tamin, the Tamiyasa Shilachasim Sefer, the Bezesas Ala Yasod, that the Tema, the Tmiya of the Chasim Sefer, is based on the foundation, Shekola Teiru, whom Mivne Echad Sholem. We have a fundamental principle in Torah that the whole Torah is one holistic unit. The Binyan Sholem. everything is dependent on everything else. It's whole, it's complete, and you can't take one thing out and make it any more important than the other.
Ulechein, Hashem shadam klul mehaba avarim.
A human being made up of lots of limbs, right?
V'kol echad mem yishnu tafkid chiyuni v'gufa klalit.
Each one of those limbs, those orifices, those organs, are a fundamental part of the total guf. If he's missing one limb, the whole body is deficient. All the mitzvahs come together to create a whole building. The same as all the limbs of a person come together to create a solid book.
It's referring to every mitzvah, or is it used to be one
carbon? No, all the mitzvahs. We're trying to understand the Chasam Sefer.
Ulechein das Chasam Sefer called mitzvah Iker. But Dover Sharoshi shall call Ash and Olaf.
The Chasam Sefer holds that every mitzvah is an Iker and a root that everything depends on.
Therefore,
the Chasam Sefer holds that any mitzvah that a person mafakrik in is destroying the whole nivna of the Torah. That means you chop off a guy's arm. You haven't killed him, but the whole building is lacking. So that's the machlokes. The way he's understanding the Rambam and the way the Chasam Sofer is understanding the Torah. Fundamental machlokes.
How's the Chasam Sofer able to argue with the Rambam?
Fine. I'll leave that for your morning debate to clarify.
Let's see, the other Rishonim. Must be other Rishonim, then argue with the Rambam.
The Chasam Sofer is basing it on that.
Is it questioning how the Rambam can have the authority to find these ones that they occur?
No.
Or just
how can anyone? They're all Ikari.
Or is he trying to understand why the Rambam picks up with these ones?
No. The Chasam Sofer's discussion is how can you make any mitzvah an Ikka and one not? Every mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs, everyone is an Ikka. And denying any one of those is denying Kula Tori Kula, because it's all one whole unit.
But when you say if we know that the punishment for one is current, then it's obviously more than
the punishments are not necessarily an indication of what's more serious or less serious. No, I'll tell you why, you have a problem. I don't want to go into the whole sugya now, but you have a problem. Because you see there's a principle in Torah, ain't no minute, you can't punish somebody using the Kol V'Chomer. You can't give an oinish to someone from the Chomer. Give an example. The Torah says if a person takes his child to the Melech, he's chayv meser. A person offers up his child to a certain Avodah Zarah, machlokes whether actually the child died, or whether the child just went through a walk between two pieces of fire when he did that. You know, whatever it is. So the halacha is if he takes one of his children up, he's chayv meser. What happens if he takes two? The Torah doesn't speak about two. The Torah says if he takes a child, it's a Kol V'Chomer. If a guy takes one child and washes him up to Avodah Zarah, calls you came two. We have a principle in the Torah, ain't ancient minadin. You can't punish somebody using the Kol V'Chomer.
He just took one child five.
No, he didn't. He took
child one,
and then he took child two. He can't put him to death. You can't put him to death. Torah says if he takes one child to the body. He took two. You can't put him to death.
That's
our locker.
How's that a point?
He took the second child, can't put it together. No, he did it together, let's say. Fine. How's the proof of what?
How's the proof that it's saying that one is not more stringent than the other? One aver is not more stringent than the other?
I haven't got there yet.
Oh, sorry.
I can't say Shomu was off with the Dibberich. As soon as I can, I'll solve the problem and I'll say everything in one go and you'll have everything in one place. For me, I have to say things, you know, one step, two steps, three steps. I can't. What can I do? I'm an African, we're slow. I've got a bit of backstop here. There are a few new Africans around here. Very careful. So like this. What's worse? Taking one child to the Moilech or two? So obviously two. You see the Torah says three, four, the whole family. You can't touch it. Confidence there. Confidence there. So you see, there's something out of sync with us here. I'll show you another place where we're out of sync. The Torah tells us that the only place the Torah tells us the reward for any mitzvah is in two places. Bashluach HaKen and Bakibur HaVaev. The Torah tells us you get the same reward. Arichas Yomim in Olam Haba. Let me ask you a question. You ever try to do mitzvah Shluach HaKen? Very easy. It takes 1 minute. There's no emotional involvement unless you're a budgery. you know, fanatic or whatever, there might be a little tinge of feeling guilty for half an hour, a second, and it's over. And you're in the mitzvah. Every time you do the mitzvah, keep it up aim properly. It's a lifetime of the most incredibly difficult work. And the Torah tells us the reward's the same. You see, the Torah's ruler and my ruler aren't the same. I don't know what's more important, less important. Even if you'll tell me the punishment, or even if you'll tell me the reward, and it's exactly the same, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah's really necessarily look the same to me.
How many chances do you get to do Shlach HaKein?
If you do it every day.
Am I going to search now for a cane?
Go around to, if that's what turns you on, go for it.
I'm just saying that.
One second, understand what your question's got to do with what we're dealing with. It's the last question, but it's irrelevant right now. Totally geographically off the track. This is what we're dealing with here. How many times you can do the mitzvah of Shlach HaKein is irrelevant to what we're dealing with here. We can't know what mitzvah is more important than the other. The Chazal says they're all important, they're all ikarim. Says the Rambam, these 13 are Shiroshim, the others are all branches. So the Rambam was able to delineate what's called an ikar and what's called not an ikar. Says the Chazal, you can't do that.
So why is there a difference in punishment? So I guess that's...
Hashem is doing punishment. What's it going to do with anything?
Well, obviously, it has to
why is there different rewards? I don't know, because everything has the consequences. The way Hashem set up in his greater wisdom, why he set up what he set up, we don't know that. What's it going to do with this? What's it going to do with this?
No, we're trying to give a proof that all the proof to the Chasam Sofer.
I don't even agree with the Chasam Sofer. I think the Rambam would agree with the Chasam Sofer. No, he's saying that the Torah never did. No, the Chasam Sofer doesn't have the problem with the fact that the Rambam was able to be a halachic authority and come along and say these are your sages and these are. No, you know, that's not his problem. His problem is that the Torah doesn't allow you to do that. How? Yeah, okay, fine. But those you see are not Ikarim. None of those three, but what is Zorah maybe an Ikarim. But the others are not Ikarim.
So, we have
mitzvahs.
Good, but how can you find? Within the realm of all the mitzvahs, the Chassid Sofer would agree there are things that are more serious and less serious. But we're not talking about serious and not serious. We're talking about things accurate, where that's Ikar Kula Torah Kula. If I come along and say, ain't shut this men a Torah, you were just Iker the whole Torah. According to the Rambam, you weren't, you just lopped off a branch. But you haven't been Iker the Torah, you haven't uprooted the Torah. According to the Rambam, according to the Chasam Sofer, you've uprooted the whole Torah. The fundamental machlokes between the two of them. Fine.
Does it remain a machlokes?
What?
Does it remain?
I don't know, that's what we're holding at the moment. I'm not a novice, I don't know what lies around the next bench. I just asked a very simple question. How can the Chasam Sofer argue with the Rambam? So what's it? The Chasam Sofer is showing to rely on.
The Rizal argues with the Rambam.
The Rizal is a completely different story. You have to understand why. No, that's a fundamental error. Don't believe for 1 minute that you can bring the Rizal as a raya for anything. Because the Rizal worked, and according to everybody, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel wrote a wonderful article on this, fantastic article, you should read it sometime. Why the Rizal was completely different to anything that ever came before him and anything that will ever come after him. Can't bring me riots from the Rizal. The result changed, did things which the Chayre were considered arises and got away with it. Everybody agrees with it. No one argued with the result. The result played by a different set of rules, we have to know why that's allowed. It was a one-off thing. Even Reb Shimon never got away with what the result got away with. The result redefined the way we look at the world, radically redefined the way we look at the world. And I'll tell you another thing, if the result come 50 years earlier, we wouldn't have listened to him either. And if it come 100 years later, we wouldn't have listened to him either. Then was the time, and that's what needed to be done, and he did what he did in 2 years, and off he went. Do you know that? The Rizal taught his whole Torah that we have today to Abraham Vitali 2 years, and he died. That was it. There was a unique moment in Jewish destiny, the Rizal coming into the world.
But
don't ever bring a raya, but the Rizal did it. It's not a raya for anybody, not for you personally, and not for any god or for any rishon, for any achri. Never a raya. You have to understand, that's part of the rules, you have to understand how that works. People make a big mistake relying on the Rizal to do all sorts of abominations. Be careful. There's all cults and sects out there today that rely on that mistake that you just made. Yeah, but the Rizal.
I was just bringing proof that someone else
argued. And I was just correcting you and saying you can't bring the Rizal as a proof. The Torah Chaim also argued with Rishonim, so what? The Sheikh Zahra never argued with Rishonim, so what? We have rules and regulations. You can't argue with a Rishon unless you have proof from another Rishon to back you up. Fine.
Well, if he did, wouldn't it be written instead of kosher?
Well, the yetzavara. You just got no patience. I know. So shush. Can you do it? Yishnam have a shemus shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's well known that there are many names that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has. Many, many names that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made. There's Shem Havaya. There's what's called Aleph Hay and a Yud and a Hay. There's Shakai. There's Tzavokres. There's many, many, many names, etc., etc., etc. There's the 42 name, and there's the 70 name, lots of names of Hashem. Vishnu Shem Echad Amatchil B'Tevus Breishis U'mustayim B'milim La'inei Kol Yisrael. There's the name of Hashem that starts with the word Breishis and ends with the word La'inei Kol Yisrael, called the Chumash Sefer Torah. The Ramban Kol HaTorah Kulu Hi Shem Echad Gadol. That's what the Ramban says, that the whole Sefer Torah is one name of Hashem. When we say Yesh Shmei Rabba, what are we talking about? We're talking about Shmei HaGadol. The whole Torah is the Shmei Gadol. That's the name of Hashem. Which is basically, if you think about it, quite simple. Because the Torah is reality. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. That means the whole world is just Hashem. The whole world is just one name of Hashem. Existence is just one name of Hashem.
So then any word has some chelik in it.
Correct. Correct. You have to know which names have got kedusha and which haven't. What you're allowed to say in the bathroom, what you're not allowed to say in the bathroom. You can't say shalom to someone in the bathroom. Why not? Because it's the shame Hashem. But what about lihitraot? That's the Hebrew word. That you can't say in the bathroom. Why is that? That is kedusha. Why are you allowed to say anything in the bathroom? Okay, so that you have to know why certain names have kedusha sometimes. Fun and come on, mock and lie. If there's a yud missing from the name of Hashem, the yud came out, you take out a yud, so then you just rebuttal the whole name, right? So the same too, if you take out one mitzvah of one oath of the Torah, then you just wiped out that whole name which comes out of the whole Torah.
The whole world, basically.
Yeah, you just destroyed the world, basically, yeah. Very good. Oh, now you're thinking straight. Nimtzeh, ki kol mitzvah hi ikris v'chiyonis moed. Every mitzvah is an ikka and is fundamental. Like kaifu b'kutzu shel yud, anybody do not, even the tip of a yud, ki lo kaifu b'kutzu shel yud, as if he's wiped out the whole Torah. Ki behed a prat echad nivgam abinyan kulu, because in one aspect, the binyan, the building, has been destroyed. Zeh imek shalosa al chasam seifu. That is the depth of the chasam seifu kashiyah. But do a Rambam know that Mashkil Yosef Lois and Yudgil Mikarim? Why is the Chayam giving more weight to these 13 principles? The Chayim Kodesh Chazam Seif for Sham Kiladas Hamakubalim Kol Hakutzim Shel Atayra Mikarim. They ain't have Dovah Zel Zeh. Rav says Rav Pidah Mikubalim. Every Kutzim Shel Yud has the same weight, and you can't take one and make one more important than the other. Okay, we'll continue with this. By the way, that's just a very important vote on how important you are. Because every Jew is an oit in the Sefer Torah. So if you don't mashlim yourself, you've just been oik of the whole Torah.
Not if you don't keep kosher, it's so fine.
If not keeping kosher didn't affect your being mashlim yourself, yeah, but if you don't keep kosher and you didn't do what you came in this world to do, then you're pagan the whole Torah, the whole of Hashem. You've been pagan Hashem. Hashem's not Shalom anymore, Kaviyachim.
That's what he means by saying you would give him a karm that you cannot. I turned off the light. Not still recording.